what?
My major was history. Okay, I left there in 61. You're just interested in my education.
Yes.
You're not interested in all my exploits in between.
I like to hear about exploits too, as a matter of fact. Like
some of them aren't tapable, so we're not going to get into them.
All right. Anything's tapable, though,
let me tell you. So I left there in 61. In the fall of 61, I started graduate school at Auburn University.
Okay.
And I did a year there. I never did finish the work on a master's. Never did complete the master's degree.
Were you doing it in history then?
Yeah, right. I never did. Some of my untapable exploits were intermingled in between them.
Could you just give me a clue?
Well, I did a lot of traveling. Not extensive in terms of distance, but in extensive in terms of number of times, you know, I left, going this place and that place. And so it sort of, I sort of became, I wouldn't say disoriented, but there was more to do in the outside world than it was to do in the academic world. So I left and travel. So that's the end of my official schooling back in my young day. Now, since I came back to Mobile, I...
Will you tell me what has transpired in between the time?
All those years?
I would like to hear about your life between... Now, just so I'll know your background.
Okay.
Where you are now.
In 1966, August, I started work down in Florida.
What part?
Putnam County, Florida. Palatka, Florida. I taught school there 1 year. At Central Academy High School, which was an all-black high school, and it was a predominantly rural area, and which I didn't like, you know. But it was a pretty good learning experience. And
was this before there was forced
immigration? This was during, right? Because the year that I left in '67. There were some problems there concerning integration. In that particular area, they did a very unique thing that has since worked. I think it's one of the most successful programs because of the way it was done. I was down there a couple of weeks ago, and it's an altogether different thing. They started a deal where back in 64 or 65, they started integrating the faculties.
Oh, yeah.
And they had integrated faculty 2 or 3 years before they started integrating students en masse. And that sort of, that helped out a great deal. So now, they don't have near the problems that other parts of the country, other parts are having, you know, concerning the racial immigration.
Well,
yeah, right.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
They would play around with zoning.
Right, yeah.
I've heard that some of the kids are there who just said, well, I got zoned this high.
Yeah, well, see what the people of Mobile did, which was a very, very interesting thing. And I noticed that when I was a senior in high school, what was done was that, this is just my prejudice,
okay.
You know, attitude. You know, I say, well, hey, guys were, we were sitting down talking one day, and a couple of guys and we just thought this thing out. We were getting a brand new school over here at Central. Brand new $1 million complex in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
At the same time, Blount High School out here in Pritchett was getting $1.5 million complex, something like 1959, 1960. And all these new additions. Right. So one of the things that that we felt they were going to try to do, which eventually they did use, was this neighborhood concept in terms of they put all this money, they didn't do anything to predominantly white high schools. They did all the building in the black neighborhoods. All of it.